Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. When I lived in the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia a couple decades ago, there were gauntlets, there were checkpoints, and the police, sheriff's office, would and state police, would have these stopping points, checkpoints, kind of like, you know, Europe in World War II, you know, papers. They would have armed soldiers at the roads. Well, in Virginia, they had them for DUI, driving under the influence checkpoints. And if they smelled alcohol on somebody's breath in a vehicle, they would escort you out and tried to force you to have a breathalyzer, or they would force you, or they'd arrest you. They would have other checkpoints that would check documents to make sure you had your driver's license on your person, your registration of the vehicle at the ready, and insurance documents proving that you had insurance on the vehicle. If you didn't have those things, your vehicle would be towed away and impounded. And you would have a date with the judge, and you would get a fine. Well, in New York City, there will be COVID checkpoints at key bridges and crossings, according to Bloomberg. Quote, New York City will have vehicle checkpoints at key bridges and crossings and will strictly enforce the travel quarantine, Joseph Facito, sheriff, said. And the sheriff's office will conduct spot checks when out-of-state buses drops off riders at the curb. Test and tracing teams will be on the ground to direct individuals to testing sites and provide education on quarantine, the sheriff said. The 14-day quarantine mandates that travelers quarantine or test out. Violations of self-quarantine will be enforced, and many carry fines of $1,000 to $2,000, according to the mayor's office. The city will enforce the completion of traveler forms at airports, Penn Station, and the Port Authority bus terminal. There will be self-test site teams on site. So, we have arrived. We have arrived. Checkpoints to make sure that you haven't violated the ordinances by the city of New York. I just want to let you know. I know that's outside the scope that we were talking about, but it's important information for you to have. And right now, I saw a map of planes in the air. As of yesterday at noon, there were about 7,000 airplanes bringing people to places that they don't have to go across the country. The interesting thing will be what happens in a couple weeks. What happens? These people absolutely, positively feel it's necessary to hop on an airplane to go see some people. In their family, probably, for Thanksgiving. Nobody's working. What's wrong with, in a couple weeks, getting in the car and going here? What's wrong with that? No. They have to get in one of these aluminum tubes and with the recycled air. That's what they got to do. Because they've been told that it's all safe. I can't believe it. I just can't believe how dumb we've gotten so quickly. And just to let you know, about 60 years ago, 60 years ago, actually 61. There's a guy by the name of Nikita Khrushchev. And he was at the head of the USSR, Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. He said, quote, this is September 1959, quote, your children's children will have, let me start over. You know, if you hit control and plus, you will enlarge the text on your screen. Did you know that? So you hold down the control key and hit the plus key. And each time you do it, the text will become larger. Okay, his quote. Your children's children will live under communism. You Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright, but we will keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you will finally wake up and find you already have communism. You will not have to fight. I'm sorry. We will not have to fight you. We will so weaken your economy until you will fall like overripe fruit into our hands. The democracy will cease to exist when you take away from those who are willing to work and give to those who would not. That's what he said. And that came from Stephen Huer as an email to me this morning. And I remember it. I remember it because I was alive in 1959. And Nikita Khrushchev met at the Security Council in the United Nations in New York City. Why was it built there? Because that's where David Rockefeller gave the land, I believe it was David Rockefeller, gave the land to the UN. He owned the land. Or he facilitated them moving in to New York City. So I just wanted to share that. Gwyneth, we were talking about past life regression. Do you have any comments about what I just said?
Yeah, I think that we're in a whole lot of trouble. I really, really do. Here in Victoria, it's going to be much worse than it was in America, or is going to be in America, because we did something very stupid a number of years ago. We gave up all our firearms. So that was an incredibly stupid move. And all I want to say to the Americans is, whatever you do, do not give up your guns. If you have unregistered firearms, don't feel guilty about it. Don't register them. Don't feel the need to go in, hand them in or whatever, just because some incident happens in your neighborhood. And know that any incident that happens is 99 times out of 100 is a false flag. Okay, and it's designed to provoke an emotional response, and the end result of that emotional response is to get you to give up your firearms, and the reason why they want you to give up your firearms is because they want you to be a slave, okay? And even this kind of ties into back into Lady Catherine, because another key part of the Lady Catherine story is that she loved her firearms. I don't have any of those types of projectile firing devices here. I have other types of projectile firing devices. But I really like firearms. But that's just it. And it's funny because they're almost unobtainable here in Victoria, and for me they absolutely would be, because the local blue team hate me. And this is the thing. Lady Catherine, another part of the Lady Catherine story was she hated the constabulary. She really, really hated them, viscerally so. And to the point of where she is recorded as having killed at least one senior constable, okay? Where she just flat out went out one day and stalked him down and murdered him. Now, I'm not saying that I am going to do that. I'm not, that would be stupid. I'm not going to do that. But What I am saying is I understand her sentiment because, you know, and I looked at that and I thought, wow, gee, fancy that. She really hated them that much. And the more I look into the Lady Catherine story, the more I realize that I'm looking in a mirror and I'm seeing myself. Actually, literally, because there's one painting out there of Lady Catherine that was painted when she was about 13 years old, almost 14 years old, and it looks just about exactly like me. There's another painting which is probably Lady Catherine, and it was painted in London. Lady Catherine would have been 16 years old in the year that it was painted. And this young woman is unnamed, but she's wearing the same jewelry. She's wearing a very similar dress. And she's got the same facial features, the same hairstyle, everything. And this second portrait that was painted at the age of 16... When Lady Catherine would have been 16, she would have just begun her career of being a highwayman or highwaywoman. And you can see in the second portrait, whereas the first portrait, there's an innocence and a light about this child's face. But in the second portrait, that innocence and that light is gone. The eyes are hard. The mouth is set, and you get, by looking at the face of the second portrait, you get the impression that you would not want to tangle with this young woman, that this young woman was somebody who, you know, with all her finery, with all her jewelry and her dress and all the rest of it, she's gorgeous, but then you look at her face, and there's really something quite deadly about this young woman, you know. And the second portrait is not officially acknowledged by the family as being Lady Catherine Ferrers, but the place is right, the time is right, the jewelry's the same, the dress is similar. So I myself say that is Lady Catherine, and I recognise that portrait as being of myself in that life. Now, this is the thing about past life regression and recognizing past life selves. Plato spoke about this, and he gave a set of rules. This is a Greek philosopher, Plato. He gave a set of rules for identifying past life selves where the person will look the same. They will have the same temperament. They will have a similar career path in their life. They'll have similar interests. They'll have the same way of thinking. And they'll often have dreams and memories of their past life self. And with Lady Catherine, one thing that I found when I realized that I was Lady Catherine, I saw the picture of Mark Yates' self. And I actually recognized it from years and years and years before when Archie and I did the past life regression work. I saw our manor house sitting on top of a hill. And I said, that's my home. And I remember looking at it and I was standing.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Gwyneth, how would you suggest someone begin thinking about, have they been, do they have a past life? Have they been here before? How would you start that process? Because I didn't start the process. There were several instructors here. It was one of the holidays. It might have been Thanksgiving. It might have been near Christmas many years ago. And Dr. Norm Shealy was in the studio here at the farmhouse, and a bunch of other instructors were here as well. These were the good old days when people socialized. And he brought up, Dr. Shealy brought up past life regression. And I said, wow, I don't know anything about it. I'd love to know more about it. I immediately lost one of our friends. He threw his hands up, turned all red, and left the room. It's like, I don't believe you guys, no. You know, you lost your minds. That kind of an expression. Yeah, and that was the last of his friendship with us. He was so angry when Norm brought that up here at the farmhouse. And all I did was say, I don't know anything about it. I'd love to know more about it. Can you tell us more about it? Right? So what happened was the guys were in the studio and the gals were in the kitchen. I mean, that's how it was. And so that is how I first learned about past life regression. But how does one determine whether he or she has been in a past life? And the question is, have we all had them and we don't know, or only do some only have them?
Well, I know that particular past life researchers have said that whenever people go looking for past lives, they almost always find them. Okay? You could... probably a good place to start is think back to your childhood and think if there were any really, really unusual dreams that you had, or little quirky things that you used to do or that you used to think, okay? Like, for instance, there's using myself again as an example, I had this dream where I would see underground tunnels and chambers, and it was an extensive network of underground tunnels and chambers. And by the way, I've been in touch with some historians, or a historian who makes documentaries, and he's interested in Lady Catherine Ferrers, and he was recently able to confirm that there's more tunnels under Mark Yates' cell than what have been publicly acknowledged, that people who have lived there have said that there's more tunnels under the cell than is publicly acknowledged. But I'm not going to say any more about that on air, because I don't want to give too much details. I want to respect these people's privacy. But there are more tunnels under there than what is publicly acknowledged. Go back and think, when you were a child, did you have any strange recurring dreams? Did you have any really unusual experiences, like where you visited a place and you were sure that you'd been there before when you hadn't been there before, or you saw something on television? Like, for example, in another past life, I was a fellow called Dr. George Wilson. He was the matelot of Bartholomew Roberts, Captain Bartholomew Roberts, who was called the teetotaling pirate king. That was what I mentioned earlier on in the broadcast. When I was 3 years old, I've actually mentioned this on air, I saw the Bahamas on the Jack LaLanne show. And I remember that feeling of seeing this place, and it was like, wow, oh, man, I'm going to go there, you know, and just that I loved that place. And you couldn't say that it was just a resort because I was, and it looked so beautiful because I was living in Rotorua, which was a resort town. I saw resort facilities, you know, from time to time as a child. It wasn't just that it was a resort facility. It was that it was the Bahamas. And I loved it. And it just triggered a whole wave of memories. And at that time, I didn't even understand what they were. But
hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new audit reveals the state of California paid out about $1 billion in unemployment benefits to cyber criminals and prison inmates, including murderer Scott Peterson, during the pandemic. Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom said in a statement, "Earlier this year, I launched a strike team to expedite unemployment benefits and minimize abuse in the system. While we have made improvements, we need to do more." As politicians tell Americans no to Thanksgiving gatherings, Americans are responding by traveling despite the dire COVID-19 warnings. The TSA is projecting more than 6 million Americans will fly this holiday week. Dr. Fauci is predicting the future to the Washington Post.
What we're doing now is going to be reflected 2-3 weeks from now.
AAA is reporting 50 million Americans will hit the roads this holiday weekend, with Sunday being the heaviest traffic. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
With politicians attempting to cancel your Thanksgiving festivities, one reliable fact of life will garnish televisions across America. Football and the National Football League will be here Thursday to rescue you from Aunt Emily's flip phone photos. Three games are on tap. Houston will play Detroit, 12:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Washington at Dallas, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. And Baltimore at Pittsburgh, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Breaking down college football's top 25, USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
The first college football playoff rankings of the season will release Tuesday with no surprises at the top. Alabama leads the way with Notre Dame at number 2, Clemson at number 3, and Ohio State in the 4th spot. Texas A&M comes in at 5, and Florida at 6 as the last two out of the 4-team playoff. The Southeastern Conference has 4 teams in the top 10, with Georgia joining the bunch at number 9. The biggest surprise of the rankings release was BYU's number 14 ranking, despite a record of 9-0. The Cougars sit at number 8 in both the AP and coaches' polls this week. Cincinnati is the highest-ranked Group of 5 team, coming in at number 7 with an 8-0 mark. The final rankings that will select the 4 teams that will battle for a national championship will be released on December 20th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The 100th flight of a Falcon 9 rocket delivered 60 satellites to orbit for SpaceX Starlink network Tuesday night. The Falcon 9 rocket fired its 9 kerosene-fueled Merlin 1D engines and roared off Pad 40 at Cape Canaveral. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth has been sharing with us, how do we know? How do we know if we have a past life? Please continue, Gwyneth.
Okay, and from there, okay, if you can find somebody who's really, really experienced at doing past life regression, such as Dr. Norm Shealy, then that would probably be a good idea. But you'll be astounded. From my point of view, my past life selves have been really active in getting in touch with me. The ghosts of my past life selves, that is, have been really active in getting in touch with me and and making me aware of their presence and that they have a purpose in my life and that I am them in this age in a mortal incarnate body. And so there's things that I can do here in this life that, you know, they obviously can't do because they're ghosts. Okay, so I have, and on the other hand, I have the ghost of my past life selves out and about there in the universe, including that they've done things like leave their images on my cell phones, both of them. Lady Catherine Ferris actually left her photo. She selfie-bombed my son's. My son was having a selfie session with his cell phone, you know, taking photos of himself. And then there's this picture of this highway woman standing behind him in a mask and in this elegant dress and so on, but wearing a highwayman's mask and a tricorn hat. And, you know, that's one example. And the other example is... you know, I was out photographing some puppies one day because I was going to sell them. And in among the puppy photos, there was this ghostly image of this pirate wearing a scarf and with a scar on his face and all the rest of it. And I was, you know, that was quite freaky when that happened. That definitely got my attention. But you may find that your past life selves actively attempt to get in touch with you for some purpose. And with me, they said in my meditation time, I said, why are you here? And they said, and George Wilson said, there's a war coming. You've got to get ready. There's a war coming. And when I asked Lady Catherine, why are you here? She said, the redcoats are coming. And about 2 weeks after that, there appeared an image of the Victoria police wearing red flak jackets, you know, and they were calling themselves the Public Order Response Team. And that was definitely an oh my gosh moment that got my attention when I saw that. So you may find that your past life selves actively try and get in touch with you, and you should be open to that because they're not demons, they're not any malevolent force. They are you in the past trying to get in touch with you now for some purpose, and you can guarantee that it's going to be important, okay? But like I say, it's a thing of noticing when things happen. And this is it with developing a psychic sense, because we're all psychic. Everybody's psychic. But it's just that some people have chosen to develop that side of their nature and other people haven't. So if you choose to be interested in thinking, well, I wonder if I have had a previous incarnation, then you may begin to notice coincidences, you may begin to have memories, or you may begin to have dreams at night of particular places. You may notice that there's a particular course in your life that you've got this particular set of interests, and then you pursue it, and then you find somebody in the past, in history, that basically is you in the past, in a previous generation. And, you know, usually, you know, more often than not, when people have past life recall, there's at least some aspect of it that is spontaneous. So it doesn't surprise me that Norm Shealy, for instance, remembered being at the medical school, knew exactly where to go, and walked in the door and could point out his office. That sort of thing is extremely common, okay? And with me, I was able to tell this Lady Catherine researcher in England having never been to England, never been to Hertfordshire, but I was able to flat out tell this Lady Catherine researcher that there is an extensive tunnel network under Mark Yates' cell, an extensive network of tunnels and chambers. And it was only after I had said that that I read a book. It's called something like The Tunnels of Hertfordshire. And it says that there's an and it used that exact words. It said there is an extensive network of tunnels and chambers underneath the village of Hertford in England, in Hertfordshire, which is the county seat of Hertfordshire. And it was built by the Knights Templar during the Crusades. And at the time, those same Templars had control of the cell, which became Mark Yates' cell. And so it wouldn't be surprising that they had also built this extensive network of tunnels and chambers underneath Mark Yates' cell, but that only a few of them have been found so far. But the reason why I know that there's this extensive tunnel network underneath Cell Park, Mark Yates' cell, is because I remember it. And in my dreams, I have explored and these tunnels and chambers numerous times. And if I could ever get there, I would be able to find my way around in these tunnels and chambers, because I've seen them many times. This was a recurring dream that I had all through my childhood and even into adulthood. Like I say, the last time I had this dream was in 2018, which was only, 2 years ago. Probably almost exactly 2 years ago was the last time that I had that dream. So, but people may find that they have a dream at night which is recurring, where they dream that they are in a particular place with particular people, in a particular family setting, and they just need to say, all right, what am I seeing here? Is this the past life thing that I'm seeing? And I want to know more. And they will find that, even just through seeming coincidences, that the pieces of the jigsaw begin to come together. And with me, I say, well, it's like this. I feel as if I have amnesia and I'm remembering who I was. That's how I feel. And sometimes I will just get a flood of memory and feeling and emotion, and I will just know things that happened and even things that are not written in the history books. And this is apparently very common. And then later on, new information comes to light about this person. And I'm talking about people who are known in historical records. And not everybody who has a past life will be able to trace their past life self through historical records. It just so happens that in most of my past lives, I was a notorious criminal, so my lives were pretty well recorded. And even in this life, I've given my life to Jesus Christ, and I have really, really done my best to be a good girl in this life. But nevertheless, I've had constant clashes with the blue team. Just every few months or few years or whatever, a new issue comes up. And it's usually corrupt police just trying to give me a bad time, and I'm sure they're not even aware of what they're doing, okay? But I see it as being my karma, and you can't escape it. So, and I was, oh, my gosh. And this was actually one of the things that even led to me getting in touch with you in the beginning, where USA Prepares was I had issues with the blue team, and you were constantly talking on your show about how corrupt and awful they were and how we needed to resist them. And I found myself going, yes, we do need to resist them. They are corrupt. They are evil. Yes, we need to share this information with people. And I think that was one of the initial issues that I got in touch with you about, Vincent. But the thing is that it, like, life is like a vast tapestry, and you've got threads going this way and threads going that way, the warp and the woof, okay? And as you, as you do this exploration, you'll find that you make connections, and those connections, they seem to be synchronicity or they seem to be coincidence, but then you go later on down the track and you find that they have a deeper meaning. Like, here's an example. George Wilson was eventually arrested and tried for piracy. And, after Bartholomew Roberts was killed. And he was put on trial. And it was a really, really interesting trial. And actually, even just going through the court transcripts of George Wilson's trial, I laughed because I thought to myself, man, that is so me. That is exactly how I would behave in a court of law. And I know that because I've been in a few courtrooms, defending myself on usually trumped up by them charges. And reading the court transcript of George Wilson's trial, I thought to myself, mate, that's exactly how I would respond. That is so me. He is doing exactly what I would have done. He just tied them in knots, and it was inevitable. He was going to be judged guilty of piracy because he was Bartholomew Roberts' mate lot, and there were just so many witnesses there. But that didn't stop him from trying to tie them in as many knots as possible along the way, which is exactly how I behave in a courtroom. But one of the jurors...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Drowning in debt you can't afford. Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, you took it upon yourself to try to figure out who I might have been in a past life. And you came up with the individual farmer, John Parker, who lived from 1729 through 1775. He died at the age of, I believe, 46. And what is it that drives you to believe, if you believe, that Captain John Parker and I are the same? Let me say it a different way. What is your level of confidence that John Parker, the farmer, the militiaman, the mechanic, and the captain, and I are the same? What is it? What confidence level do you have of that?
100%. I believe I've found you. I believe I've found you in the history books of being John Parker, because the tale that you told me, what you had seen in your past life regression, and the tale that the history books tell of John Parker are the same story. It's the same story. It's not even a little bit different. And the fact that he was a farmer and he was a mechanic, and in this life you are a farmer and a mechanic, and just so many little details. Like I say, you can tell you're looking at the same tapestry because all the threads are in the same places. Okay? And like, this is it. When you begin seeing these interlocking threads through your reincarnation research, you know that you're on the right track. Like what I was going to mention before the ads came in and cut me off was You know, when I was researching George Wilson's trial, one of his jurors was a fellow called Charles Fanshawe. Now, Charles Fanshawe was a relative, a close relative of Lady Catherine Ferrer's husband, whose name was Thomas Fanshawe. And at home in England, Charles Fanshawe had Lady Catherine's portrait hanging on his wall. That is the sort of thing where you know that you're on the money. What are the odds of that happening? And that portrait is still there to this day at the former residence of Charles Fanshawe, who later became Sir Charles Fanshawe and became an admiral of the fleet. But this was before any of that happened. He lived at Valiance House at Dagenham, okay, which is the location of the only verified and acknowledged portrait that exists of Lady Catherine Ferrers, the one that was painted when she was 13 years old. And Charles Fanshawe, after, you know, trying George Wilson for piracy, after that he was found guilty, he would have sailed back home to England from Africa, where the trial happened in Africa. He would have sailed home to England, and he would have gone home to Valiance House in Dagenham, where he lived, and he would have had Lady Catherine's portrait hanging on the wall.
When it's,
that is the sort of thing. That's amazing, isn't it?
Let me ask you this. Do past lives prepare us for the present and the future? So,
absolutely.
In the case of John Parker the farmer, did those experiences prepare me for where I am right now and maybe the future?
Absolutely. Yep. Because you had experiences then that are still in your subconscious and your psyche, and it builds a set as well as the subconscious experiences. It builds a separate set of epigenetic responses where if you have somebody coming up to you and giving you a particular scenario, then you are going to act in a certain way based on your epigenetics. And it's subconscious. Like, for instance, if I see police coming up my gate, I don't think about it. I head down there and I go toe-to-toe with them and I shout in their faces and tell them to get off my land. And I cannot help myself. That's an example. And for you, you probably just knew how to be a cattle farmer, having never had cattle before, right?
Right. That's exactly right.
And then you got cattle and you just knew what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's absolutely true.
Because you've done it before. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just not in this lifetime. thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing your expertise and your experiences and your thoughts and your knowledge. Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.